Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth and final installment of our series of webcasts that we call Success with Enterprise Mobility. I'm joined again here with Alex Simons.
Hi, Brad. Nice to see you again.
Thanks for being here. For those of you who don't remember, Alex is one of the industry experts on identity. He actually manages the team at Microsoft that does all things identity, consumer and commercial. And, you know, as we've been putting together our thoughts and our strategy over the last really couple of years, you know, we think that we've come up with a view of what enterprise mobility is and how organizations should be thinking about it that is very different. And we wanted to go through the next layer of that differentiation and why we think we're different today.
Yeah, I think it really helps illustrate kind of our vision of how the industry should go.
And just to reiterate, in the first three, in one, we talked about the integration that we've done across Office, Azure Active Directory, and Intune that enables secure mobile productivity. And two, we focused on this convergence that we're seeing of PC management and mobile device management, so the integration of Config Manager and Intune and what that enables you to do. The third one, we really focused on identity and how identity is the core and foundation of any enterprise mobility strategy. And today we're going to talk about this concept that we call layered protection. Now, let me kind of set the stage a little bit here. We all know that the number of attacks that are happening in the world is accelerating, and you know, as we've talked about it many times, the cyber attacks, the most recent cyber attacks that we've seen have been, you know, just been, you know, vicious, they've been mean, and we know that they're gonna accelerate like that.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple of things that we can learn from history. One, if you take a look back at, you know, even how like the PC, let's talk about just for a minute how the PC security and PC protection evolved. It used to be that we protected at the buildings.
Yeah.
And then we went to protect at the edge of the network, and then at the PC, and then, you know, we started encrypting files and really got down to you know, more and more minute and more granular levels of protection. I think that's one of the things that always happens whenever we want to talk about security or protection is there's this relentless drive to get the perimeter smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
That's one important thing. If I take a look now at kind of this evolution of mobility, you know, when it first started, if you think about when users first started being productive on their mobile devices, it was when Exchange built Exchange Active Sync. I mean, go way back into the 90s, and that's what allowed me to get secure email. And I still remember on my first Palm Pilot getting, you know, email on that Palm Pilot, but there really wasn't any security involved with it. Well, EAS, the protocol, evolved, and you got to, you know, put on a power on password and a few things, and then, you know, evolve more, and you had mobile device management come, and then mobile application management. But if you think about it, the perimeter is always shrinking. I think that's one of the important things to kind of learn from history. We want to talk about
that. Yeah, absolutely. Especially in a world where that perimeter essentially in a cloud and devices world almost doesn't exist in that broad IT sense.
No, it's a super good point, because it used to be that there was a perimeter around users where they worked at, and now users work everywhere and anywhere. The other thing I think is important to point out here is the posture that an organization takes towards attacks and towards, you know, being breached. You know, organizations can take the approach of we've not been breached, or they can take the approach of hey, we have been breached. And I think depending upon which approach organizations take, it develops two very different cultures within the organization.
Yeah, I mean, we know in reality there's really only two kinds of companies, right? Companies that have been breached and companies that don't know they've been breached
or haven't admitted it.
Yeah,
yeah. And so, you know, what we want to talk about today is, you know, all these things that get talked about in the industry, you know, identity management, mobile device management, mobile application management, encryption, all these things. What they're all targeted to do, if you really boil down the value that we're trying to deliver as an industry for our customers, is two things. One, deliver an incredibly rich, simple environment for our users to work in which it's secure.
Yeah.
And that really is the value proposition that I think we all focus on as an industry, but we use all these acronyms and all these different products that people buy, but it's give the users the best possible working environment, the most rich, the most connected, you know, make them productive how, where, when they want to be, but then do it in a way that allows IT to deliver the security and the protection that they have to deliver.
Yeah, I think that's right. Especially as the workforce gets younger and new kids are coming into the workforce, they just have this expectation that they're going to be able to use these cool devices and sit in a Starbucks and get work done, mm-hmm. right? And if you can't provide that kind of work environment, it's going to be really hard to hire those kind of people.
And we've actually seen organizations telling them that's actually a recruiting tactic, that if they don't enable that kind of highly connected, always connected kind of environment, users are going to go somewhere else because they'll find it somewhere else.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get down into some of the details here then. You know, we've always believed at Microsoft in these concepts that we call defense in depth. You know, if we were to kind of open the books in terms of how Microsoft does all of its security, all of our penetration testing, all the things that we do, we've always believed in defense in depth. Let's just talk a little bit about what that is and talk about how we apply it in the world of mobility.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing to talk about.
So defense in depth, you know, you want to have multiple layers of protection in case one of them gets compromised. There's different layers of protection. So you always have, you know, just different places you can protect. And we believe at Microsoft, what we have delivered through this combination of Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite delivers the ability to protect at least four different layers in these multiple devices, where everybody else in the market really protects it too. So we think that we have a fundamentally very different value.
Yeah, I think by having those different layers, you get the increased confidence of knowing that even if one thing fails, you've got multiple layers still that are going to make sure that your information and your important corporate information doesn't get out in the web.
So I thought what I thought we would do is kind of go one by one through the different layers of protection, define what they are, then talk about what we're doing inside of each one of those, where we think we're unique in the context of the value that organizations are looking for, and you know, maybe even help organizations and the customers who are watching understand some things that we're doing that they may not have understood in the past.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so let's first of all define the layers. We think that we protect at four different layers in the mobile device world. We protect at the device, at the application, at the file,
yep,
and then we wrap all of that with strong identity. And
exactly.
that's the four layers.
Yep.
Okay? So let's start with mobile device management, or protecting at the device level. I actually think the world is pretty familiar with what MDM is, mobile device management. You know, the industry talks about it in terms of you know, being well understood. I think most organizations have a concept of what it means, but actually very few have actually implemented it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we've done, if you take a look, and let's just take a guesstimate for a minute. How many mobile devices do we think around the world are accessing corporate content?
Oh, well, it's a great question. I mean, we know that next year there'll be 4 billion smart devices in the world, right? And I think it's a pretty reasonable thing to think that at least 25% of those are getting used at work.
So 500 million, a billion, somewhere in that range, right? If you were to actually take a look at how many of these have had pure, I mean, true mobile device management deployed on it, it's less than 10% of the world's devices. So it's actually a very, very young market. But when we talk about mobile device management, there's a couple of key things that happen. One, you're trying to make sure that the device is secure, so you put policy in place like, you know, a power on password, is the device encrypted, is it jailbroken, you can put those kind of settings in place. But there's also a set of settings that really make it easy for the user to bring their personal device into work, like automatically managing the certificates, setting up the Wi-Fi, there's a bunch of those types of pieces. And so mobile device management really has two kind of sides to it. Protect the device, secure the device, and then make it easy for the device to join it into the environment.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things that we've done in terms of, as we think about mobile device management, is we've done some interesting things with how we think about devices and the cloud and Azure Active Directory. Let's just touch on that for a minute.
Yeah, well, so the key thing is that, look, you want to be able to know the identity of the device, right? So you have to have a strong tie, and we use certs to do this, but we have a strong tie that when that device tries to authenticate with a given user to get access to an application, you want to know it really is that device, and it's not some other device from a location that you don't know. Mm-hmm. So that tie between the device and knowing which one it is and being able to prove that, and then also then with Intune being able to show the health state of that device, right? So we know it's a known device, it's one of ours. We know that the person who registered it we trust, and we know that it's in a good health state that's compliant with corporate policies. That's kind of magical in terms of then upping your confidence in saying, okay, I really am okay with this person being able to access corporate data.
Yeah, and so as we think about mobile device management, we think about that across the context of the device, the identity, and then also in context of the apps, you know, specifically Office 365. And I think one of the most interesting things that's going to happen in calendar year 15 is we're taking a fair amount of the MDM capabilities of Intune and we're embedding that inside of Office 365. And so here as we get into February and March, you'll actually see the Office 365 administrative console be updated and you'll have a very rich set of MDM capabilities that will now ship as a part of Office 365. And, you know, organizations should think about this as the evolution of EAS inside of the Office products.
Yeah, it should really enable a lot of companies that have never had any kind of mobile device management before to get started on mobile device management and get themselves into a reasonably secure footprint, right, just with the native Office application.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, you know, if you were to ask yourself the question, what is used to actually do the majority of the world's mobile device management? It's actually EAS.
Oh, far and away the biggest one.
Yeah, and so this is just that evolution. And so, you know, we expect that there will be tens, if not hundreds of millions of mobile devices that will be managed through this, you know, new capabilities, these Intune capabilities that are being embedded inside of Office 365. So mobile device management, it's critical to do it. And, you know, we do a great job on that across Windows, iOS, and Android devices. But in terms of, as I think about, as organizations are making their decisions about who they partner with or where they go for their enterprise mobility management, I don't think there's a lot of space for any organization to really differentiate themselves in mobile device management. Like, is my mobile device management better than, you know, vendor X or vendor Y? You know, either you do it or you don't is the way that I kind of think about it.
Yeah, it's basically dictated by the platforms. The API set they make available kind of dictates what can you do with that device.
Like on an iOS device, there's a finite set of profiles that you can set. It's not extensible. And so either you do all those or you don't do them. And we all aspire to do them on day one when the new capabilities come out. So that's mobile device management, critical part. And that's, you know, maybe as you think about these mobile devices, you're surrounded the device now with a layer of security. Now, what's happening in the market is everyone is saying, okay, that's good. And in some cases, we're hearing from organizations, you know, in a BYO model, we actually don't want to manage the device, but we want to focus on the app.
Yeah.
So we want to put a perimeter around the application. We want to put security around the application and then protect the app and all the data that the app is creating and accessing and reading, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this is where the concept of, like, you know, containers come into play, wrappers, SDK, and there is one defining scenario that we hear from just about every customer in the world that they're trying to do to enable. So let me walk through that. That's how we'll describe what mobile application management is.
Yeah.
So what users are trying to do, what organizations are trying to do is the following. Enable me to separate corporate content from personal content.
Yep.
Allow me to put policies around that corporate content that enables the free sharing of all information across the corporate applications, but block sharing from a corporate application to a personal application. Okay, that's the second requirement. The third requirement, allow me to provide access to those apps and that data based on some conditional requirements, such as, you know, is the device, does it have a power on password, is it jailbroken, those types of pieces. And then finally, when the device needs to be wiped because, you know, the device is being retired, or maybe it's a BYO device and the user is giving it to his or her daughter and they're getting a new, you know, new tablet.
Yeah.
I want to wipe the corporate content, but I want to stay away and never touch anything on the personal side.
Yeah, and I think that's really a new thing. Like, I hear that from customers a lot, particularly European customers, the concern that, look, I need to be able to manage my corporate data in the corporate applications, but I want to do it in a way that doesn't impact an employee's personal device.
Yeah, you know, the privacy laws that exist, and they're seeing this more in Europe than anywhere else, is, you know, organizations just are saying, we don't want to actually do mobile device management. We just want to do mobile application management and put all the policies that we need across the corporate applications, but keep it separate from the personal applications. And that's what we've delivered.
Yeah.
You know, it's work that our teams have been doing together in conjunction with the office teams. And so we've delivered the containers on iOS and on Android. We've delivered the SDKs and the wrappers that allow organizations to take their personal app or their line of business apps that they've built or from ISVs and then have them participate in the same containers that Office participates in. So the Office applications on iOS and on Android, they now ship and they're natively instrumented to participate in the MAM capabilities that we've shipped as a part of Intune. And so it delivers on that scenario with really Office at the centerpiece of that. And it's really interesting on this one. I think as organizations are defining their, again, their enterprise mobility strategy, I think one of the first decisions, one of the first requirements organizations have to put out there is, if Office is going to be at the centerpiece of what they're doing, if Office is going to be one of the core apps that they're going to be using on iOS and on Android, and they want to deliver that scenario that we just described, you know, you're going to need to use the combination of Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite to do that.
Yeah, that's right. And I think actually the work our teams have done together in that area is really cool. And in addition, it's a pretty nice experience for somebody who wants to write a third-party app that can participate too. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and so what that allows is we have an SDK, it's literally just a couple lines of code, and that any ISV in the world can take that SDK, and as they build their application, that embeds into it. And then that application is, you know, EMS or Intune enabled. And what that allows it to do is participate in that same mobile application management solution that the Office applications are. So now you have that scenario where I can separate corporate content from personal content, allow the free sharing, but block from corporate to consumer or corporate to personal. And then when I wipe, only wipe the corporate content. That's one of the things that I think is most differentiated and most interesting about what Microsoft has delivered.
Yeah, and I think if you're an ISV, that's particularly exciting because you can now build an application that can interoperate with Office and the Office services in a way, though, that links into the corporate compliance strategy around the device state and around the identity state.
Yeah, and it's interesting you bring up that device state because one of the most interesting scenarios that we've built, again, across AAD, Intune and the Office mobile apps is this concept of conditional access. Let's talk a little bit about that and even talk about what we've done in terms of the back end, how we actually operate that and manage that, because it is very unique.
Yeah, so conditional access is a joint effort between our teams, and it's essentially a policy engine that gates the ability for users to access a cloud service based on the state of the device. So we use it in a lot of different ways. For instance, in the case of Office, in Intune checks the state of the device and makes sure that it's compliant with your corporate policies and it's got a pin lock on it and it's not jailbroken. And through the cloud reports that back to Azure AD. So in the directory now, we know which device it is because it has a cert on it and we know what state that device is in, right? Then inside of the container, as Word is trying to launch, right, the container itself is checking to see, okay, is this device in a good health state? If it is, then it lets Word launch. Right? And then in the same time on the service, we're also reevaluating the same device and saying, okay, is this device in a good health state? And the app that it's being used, is it one that we trust? Yep. And if so, then it can access the Office 365 services through the cloud, right? Otherwise, it can get cut off. So that gives you a really nice combination of ways that you can make sure that the device and the application are trusted and that they can get to your important corporate data.
And I think what's really unique about what we've built is because we're doing this all up in the cloud, we can actually protect at the service level. The service actually checks AAD to see is the device managed and is it compliant or not. And then that means things like the Inbox app on an iOS device, for example, can now participate in conditional access to Exchange, online with Office 365.
That's right.
Because the service is actually doing the checking on the back end. The app doesn't even have to be aware of what conditional access is. It's very unique.
Yeah.
Now, what I think is really interesting and very differentiated about what we do here, you know, first of all, you know, these concepts, you need to have the combination of Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite to do. But on the back end, we've done all the integration across AAD, Intune, and Office 365 so that, for example, we monitor it end-to-end. So we have monitoring and runners that go across all of that and is constantly reporting back to all the organizations the status and the availability and the performance of Office 365, the Enterprise Mobility Suite, all working together.
Exactly.
Then we've also done the work. We've integrated our support, our escalation. So if a customer calls in and there's an issue, The support organization has access to all the things that we do from an engineering perspective and how we operate those services jointly so they can quickly get to that resolution.
Exactly. No customer wants to call in and deal with three different support teams. You know, they really are looking for that integrated experience from Microsoft, and I think we can really deliver that well.
And so again, as organizations are making their decision on who their partner, who their strategic partner is going to be as they think about enterprise mobility and enterprise mobility management, that combination of the Enterprise Mobility Suite and Office 365 is very unique in capability, but also in terms of operation as you think about how operations then flows through support, escalation, problem resolution.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we protected the device level with MDM, that's Intune. We protected the mobile application level, that's Intune as well.
Yep.
Now, as we think about getting more granular in the perimeter, going smaller, you know, we have a belief that the files should become self-protecting and that the perimeter should go down to the file. Let's talk about that.
Well, in a world of cloud and devices, where you really want to be able to easily collaborate across company boundaries with your partners and with your customers, right? It's really important that your data be able to freely flow to that partner or customer, but in a way that's secure, right? So you want that file or you want that piece of data to be able to get to your important customer, and you want to know that the right person there can get access to it, but you want to do it in a way that, hey, I know that no one else who shouldn't get access to it can. So the data has to come with its own encryption, and it has to come with the policy that says who is it that it can use this. And then what we do is we use the identity system to prove that the person is who they say they are, and then we use our rights management server to finally unlock that data for you, but only for the specific person or the group of people who you want to be able to access it. And it's nice because it works across company boundaries. It's not just with inside your corporation like in the old days. Now with Azure RMS, you can do this across the whole world of cloud and devices.
And what is very unique about what we've done is we actually, when a user goes to share a file, they can identify who, and that can be who should have access to the file, what rights they should have. And then we actually write that to the file, and that policy travels as a part of the file. The file becomes self-protecting.
That's exactly right. The file and the policy are essentially bound together and encrypted, and the only person who can unencrypt them is the person who proves they are who they are and gets the key from the Azure RMS service.
So let's kind of cover maybe a couple of scenarios to just kind of help people understand exactly what this is, and I'll give a couple that I always talk about. First of all, the name Brad Anderson is not, unique. You know, there's a lot of Andersons in the world.
Yeah.
And there's actually, individuals that I operate with every day, or in a common, very often, are also named Brad Anderson.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the number of times when somebody in the industry has sent me an email that was destined for one of the other Brad Andersons with information in it that they meant for them and not for me.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Anderson. RMS is a great way to help with that, right? Because if you've taken a file and protected it to bradanderson@microsoft.com, even if I accidentally send it to bradanderson@dell.com, right, he might get the file, but because it protects itself, right, bradanderson@dell.com can't open it because he can't prove that he's bradanderson@microsoft.com, right? So it's a really nice way to kind of cover those set of mistakes and make sure that the files as they travel, even if they get into the wrong hands, they're not useful.
And a couple other things I just find fascinating. One, I think every organization has struggled with the question of when an individual has left their company, have they taken content with them and maybe gone to a competitor and now have, you know, data that they should no longer have and just having and are sharing that with the competition.
Yeah. So I think our layered approach is really great for that, right? I mean, we can do the work to make sure that, hey, first of all, we've removed them from the directory. So we know that that employee can no longer authenticate, right? Then in addition, using our mobile application management, we can wipe the device, at least the container on the device with corporate data on it, right? But even if somehow that data got away, now when that user tries to open that data and make use of it, they won't be able to authenticate because we've removed them from the identity system. So now what they've got is basically a useless blob of encrypted data. It's not something that's going to threaten your company anymore.
And I think what's unique about this is, I think Microsoft, again, is unique in our ability to do this. You know, it's really interesting. We did some analysis, you know, a year ago on the attachments that flow through Office 365 with Exchange Online. And remember, we were talking about this, and what we found is that 70% of all the attachments that get shared through Office 365 are Office documents or Adobe Acrobat.
That's right.
And so what we've done is, you know, for example, today the Office applications on Windows ship with this, you know, being RMS enabled, and the work is being done, you know, for later this year to do that for both Android and for Apple. Mm-hmm. Okay, what that means is the core application of Office, which is, you know, I think the first application that everybody, the first set of applications that every organization would want to have participating in this solution, come natively enabled. Yep. We've also done the work for Adobe, for Acrobat.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, a number of PDF viewer providers now and the RMS application itself can all open and access protected RMS files, protected PDF files. So you could send around a set of, maybe it's like blueprints or plans or something in PDF, and know that anybody who's using RMS can get to those, but only the people who you want to get to it.
Another final scenario on this. I know one of the things that many customers tell me they struggle with is, you know, they've got a bid that they're going to send to a customer, but they want that only that customer to see it, and they don't want them sharing it with other customers.
Yes, exactly.
So that's a perfect scenario for sort of how the Enterprise Mobility Suite and Azure RMS would help with that, because when I go to send that estimate or that bid, only that customer can open, only the individuals I've sent it to can open that. Nobody else.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice because of the work we've done to make RMS work across all of these different platforms, right? No, you don't have to worry about, oh, does my customer have a specific device, right? If they've got an iOS device, they got an Android device, they got a Windows device, they got a Windows phone, they can open that content and get used to it in a secure way, but it won't get to anybody else.
And then, you know, with the free readers that we put out there for all the different mobile devices from an Office perspective, any user in the world can download Word or Excel or PowerPoint and have access to all the richness of those documents.
Exactly.
Final point on this one before we move on. Many organizations say, okay, so what's the user experience like and how hard is it for the user to do this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a critical thing you have to get right. And we spend a bunch of time making sure that in the user's natural workflow, they're able to add protection. So not relying on some magical system to kind of identify content and say, ooh, that should be protected. What we've done instead is we've made it so that when you're sending a mail or when you're creating a document or when you're making an Excel file, just a natural part of the Office UI lets you protect it and specify exactly who it is that you want it to go to, right? So it really goes into the natural workflow of the user rather than being something that's been added on or some magical system in the background is trying to do for you.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, as we talk with organizations about this, you know, many organizations will start maybe saying, well, can I automate that, like you were saying? And there's no way to automate all identification of confidential or high-value information. The user has to be involved in it in some way in many cases.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, there's some simple things that machine systems can do. So like Exchange Online has some really nice rules that you can create and that they come pre-baked with that will help you with some common cases. But in a lot of things, you really have to have the sense of the user to be able to sit there and go, okay, hold on, would this hurt the company if it got out? And if so, well, let me make the right choice inside of my workflow to make sure that I'm protecting it appropriately.
And so we've talked about what we're trying to deliver as an industry, and certainly where we're focused at Microsoft, is give that user a great working environment, a great simple experience, while you also protect the content. And I think that work that the team has done with Azure RMS, that just is, it's a simple part of the Office application. There's an SDK that they can use to embed and an RMS enable their internal line of business applications, but it's in the flow. It's in the normal working experience that a user has, so it's simple for them to make those decisions.
Yeah, it's not like I have to go take a file and encrypt it with another tool before I send it to you. I just click a button in Office and hey, I'm off and running.
Yep. Okay, so we've talked about in this concept of layered protection, protecting at the device level, at the application layer, protecting at the file layer, and Microsoft's unique ability to do that. And that's actually, I want to just kind of come back to that for just a minute. If you know, the Office application is one of the core things that you have to be able to protect, because you know that's the most commonly used application to create corporate content. You know, really, Microsoft is unique in our ability to enable this, because the apps have to be enlightened to participate in this solution.
Yeah, so the RMS SDK is an open SDK, right? So there are lots of different ISVs using it. However, I think Microsoft is one of the most enthusiastic users of it, right? And you'll see, in fact, all of the Office applications across iOS, Android, and Windows Phone will all have it by the time we get to June.
And it's fantastic. Okay, device, app, file, and then we wrap all of that with identity. And why is identity so important?
Yes, we talked about this in the last webcast. Identity is the core piece that then, as data's traveling or as people are using their devices, you know that you can hold on to as your new control plane, right? And a way for enterprise IT to feel confident that, hey, I know exactly who this person is, and I want them to be able to get to the things they need to on the devices they want to do in a way that's secure and audited and monitored with all of our amazing machine learning systems. And so it's that person on their device getting access to the correct data, not a hacker coming from Korea, right? So that's really why you want this great identity system to wrap it all, is because that's the kind of the cornerstone in a devices and cloud world of being able to prove that the right people are who they are, and they should get to the things they need to in a kind of a seamless way, and the bad guys can't.
And then if we take this assumption, you know, this assumption that we're encouraging organizations to take up, assume you've been breached, assume that you've been hacked, using capabilities that are in the enterprise mobility suite, we can help you identify that attack, identify the users that have been compromised, and block them.
Yes, exactly. That's the machine learning piece of Azure AD that's so cool, is the ability for us to look at all these different data points and find that attack that maybe you couldn't see yourself, right? Because you didn't have the broad set of data that we can analyze, and then help you block it right away.
And can others in the industry deliver this kind of data, this kind of value, as we talk about identity, or is it a unique thing to Microsoft?
It's a pretty unique thing. It's unique in two ways. First, it requires a tremendous cloud asset to be able to do it, right? And Microsoft's one of the few companies in the world that can really afford to build out the data centers and the cloud that it takes to enable this kind of machine learning. The second piece is it takes a tremendous amount of data to feed in to that machine learning system, right? If you just have a machine learning system, you've set up for the party and no one showed up for the party. Mm-hmm. You got to put the data in, and you have to have these tremendous data assets like we have across Office 365 and Xbox and Windows and Azure Active Directory and Intune, and bringing all of those different signals into the machine learning system, and that volume of analysis and also data that we purchase from third parties as well gives you this incredible ability to do that analysis and find things that you just couldn't find on small data sets.
And much of that data comes from the fact that we operate Azure Active Directory, we operate the identity service that all these applications are keying off of, and I think that gives us a very unique set of value, a set of assets to build this on.
That's right. And there's no one in the world who's doing this across the broad set of both consumer and business properties that we are. And that really is that unique asset that gives us that broad kind of lens of seeing what's going on in the world.
And just to state this, just, you know, it may be obvious, but just to be super clear, we do all this and deliver all this value across Windows, iOS, and Android devices.
Exactly.
You know, because the user wants to be enabled on all the devices that they want to use, and we want to make sure they have that consistent, rich, great working experience that's also secure and protected.
Yeah, I think that's just like the kind of the entry for the modern world, right? You got to be able to work on lots of different devices. You know, there's 4 billion new devices in the world next year that are going to be able to run cool software, and we want to be able to make sure that our system can work on all of those. So you have to be able to work across all kinds of devices and all kinds of clouds.
Okay, so device, app, file, and then wrap all of that with identity. Those are the 4 layers that we protect on. One thing that I've noticed as we've talked about, as it kind of runs through all of it, is the integration work we're doing with Office.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Office kind of is the defining productivity app for the modern information worker, right? And even as the world is transitioning from on-premise to the cloud, what we're seeing is tremendous demand for that same common, like, easily understood Office experience. And you saw that in our quarterly report, right? The how it's just really taking off on all these new devices. People still want to be able to do the same kinds of cool productivity things using the tools they're familiar with, right? But on new devices and in new ways.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about those four layers of protection. Let's just kind of real quickly go through this and talk about the integration work that we've done with Office at all four layers.
Absolutely.
Okay, so from a mobile device management perspective, we've actually have embedded Intune MDM capabilities into Office 365 to enhance and extend what people have used Exchange ActiveSync for many, many years.
Yep.
Okay, so great integration there. Mobile application management. The Office mobile applications ship already natively instrumented to participate in the Intune mobile application management solution and containers.
Yep.
And so that's just natively there. You download those apps out of the store, you download Word on an iOS or an Android device, they're all ready to go to participate in the mobile application management layer, that application layer of protection. From a file protection, all the Office apps are Azure RMS enabled.
Yes, exactly.
And so they can participate in driving that file or that protection down to the file level. And then identity, the way that Office, you know, Exchange and SharePoint Online, SharePoint, they all authenticate against Active Directory on-prem or Azure Active Directory in the cloud. So they provide you that layer of protection on the identity as well.
That's right. There's just nobody else who's offering that complete set of integrated solution the way we are across the EMS suite and Office.
And so, you know, people will ask me at times, so Microsoft, what is your enterprise mobility platform? It's pretty easy. It's Office 365 with the Enterprise Mobility Suite. That allows you to enable users to be productive on iOS, on Windows, and Android devices, and extends the investments that people have made in identity out to 2,400 plus SaaS apps. So in this world of cloud and devices, that combination enables users to be productive how, where, when they want on any device using, you know, all the cloud services and on-prem products that they need to use.
Exactly. You can make all your users really productive in this modern world, but still in a way that is compliant and has good auditing and lets you, like, report to the board of directors, you know what, we're okay.
And as we've built this, the level of attention, the level of focus that we have put on trying to make it simple for the user, I think, again, is one of those pieces that just differentiates us from the market. And I think it's a change in terms of how I think my team has thought about it, at least, as we've built management tools for decades. The focus that we have done in the last several years to really focus on the end user, in addition to IT, has been a change for us.
Yeah, and I think that's really the kind of the modern viewpoint, right, is that, look, if users are happy and then they're in and being very productive, you got it right.
Yeah.
And you just have to really strive hard to make sure that all of these IT solutions don't get in the way of that user productivity you're trying to, like, promote and encourage.
Yeah, otherwise we'll try to figure out a way around it.
Oh, absolutely. They'll go to Box in just a second.
Okay, so what we're encouraging organizations to think about here is, as they think about how they enable users on their devices, they want to do it in a way that ensures as much security as they can possibly have. And we're encouraging organizations to think about four layers of security or four layers of protection: at the device, at the app, at the file, and then at the identity layer. And our combination of Office 365 and the Enterprise Mobility Suite is unique in delivering protection on all four of those layers.
Well said.
So thank you for spending the time with us today. You know, you can tell we're incredibly enthusiastic and encouraged with what we've been working on, and the amount of innovation that's coming out from our teams that we believe help you enable your businesses and differentiate your businesses, we couldn't be more pleased with what we see happening. Stay tuned. You know, again, we appreciate the 30 minutes you've spent with us. We hope you're going to spend the next 30 minutes with us as we answer questions. Thank you, and let's go get after enterprise mobility.